So I finished up coming back in, playing for the Gloucester, and then about 4 weeks later, I suppose, so I got back in the county side, and never ever had a medical to give me clearance to play again. So if you look back, you know, they say Gloucester players, some of them were a bit brain dead. I think I must have been one of them at the time.
Yeah. Well, you were back at Coventry, weren't you, playing in the semi-final against Warwickshire in no time.
Yeah. That was a year we won the, because the previous year I was in hospital.
Yeah.
And I was cursing my luck that Richard Jardine had come in and taken my place and got a county championship winning cap, and I'd never had one and didn't expect to get one then, because obviously I was in hospital, and in the end I think I won four in the end, and I was captain of Gloucestershire when they had the longest ever unbeaten run.
You captained two finals, didn't you?
Yeah.
In fact, you finished your career just about, didn't you?
I finished it in South Africa.
Ah, yeah, the tour of South Africa.
I got to the end.
Captained them there too.
And Di Waters had asked me to be captain the following year.
Yeah.
And because the Japanese tourists were King's Own here. And at the end of the tour, I was 33, going in 34. And I thought, I didn't want to go on another year and have the crowd beginning to, I think you know when you're not really going to be as keen. I wasn't so keen on training, and the buzz had gone, and I thought that was a lovely time to call it a day. So I called it a day, and John Watkins became captain, and did a good job. Unfortunately, I think they lost in the final that year, but it was the longest run I think Gloucestershire ever had, and I think to this day I may be the most capped Gloucestershire player.
How many, John, do you know?
I don't. Russ Hillier will tell you, maybe if you ask him next week. But I get up 70, 80-ish, I would think.
Gosh.
And wouldn't be counting friendly games and that sort of thing, because my first county game was a friendly at King's Own, and the back row was John Leloup, Alan Pask and Hayden Morgan. And I think I was 17 at the time, or nearly 18, something like that, 18. Mm-hmm. But that was at the all-conquering Lions back row.
Yeah, two of them from Abertillery, weren't they?
Abertillery, yeah.
Pask and Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, and tremendous players, and unfortunately that I took the place in the next county championship game. That's where I earned my place, I think, because Terry Oxton had played 10 and John Blake, the Bristol player,
remember him,
played in the centre with me, and I mean obviously Terry had a back row of that degree and put him under pressure on the day. And which I think if John Blake would have been there, the people would have been on the other foot, you know.
Yeah.
And they put John Blake at 10, and they were only trying me, really. I don't think they'd had any idea of me playing in the county team. And they kept me in, and Laurie Watts, the Oxford Blue, came in and played alongside me. And so I was very lucky on the day that, and Terry was unlucky, he played against John Lewis, Morgan and Alan Pask. I've never really spoken to Terry about that. It just reminded me then. But it was a tremendous back row and a very strong Monmouthshire side out of King's Own. I think we did manage to win, but it was very close. Keith Richardson there. Interesting. I think he might have got a cap. But he broke his arm. He was being touted as an England prop, and he was playing well because he was a number 8. Came from Bath. He can't have that, really, can he? But although, you know, in those days when we played, Bristol were the hardest team to play. We always did very well against Bath. And we beat Bristol at home, and they normally beat us away. It was You know, the Bath, we had a good record against in those days, but they didn't like coming up to King's Own Bath, didn't at all. As Keith said when he joined us, he said, we had great trepidations coming up on the bus to King's Own as a Bath player. But he became, and still is, an integral part of the Gloucester Rugby Club. And nice guy. And from number eight, learned to play tight end. Because he knew as a number eight, he wasn't going to stay in the team. So he wanted it, and as a footballer. And like I said, I think he might have got a cap that year, and then he broke his arm out, you know, King's Own, and was never the same player again. I don't think he played a lot longer, although he's here the following year and here. So, well, it's probably that I wasn't playing.
We're getting right to the end of your career.
That's
here,
right. We've got 75, 76, which I think was basically the last. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 75-6 is the last year you appear on the Honours Board.
Yeah, well, I did play in 78 on the American Tour. I played all the games in the first team on the American Tour, which I don't know how many games there were. There were at least half a dozen. But John Watkins became captain. I loved him dearly. But John was a really, real stickler for training. And I said to him, well, you know, are we looking at the training pitch, or are we looking on the rugby pitch? And I think John at the time said, well, we are looking at the younger players training and that type of thing. I said, that's fine. I said, I think I'll call it a day. Because he was a stickler, John, because he was physically, you know, he was probably one of the fittest players. And that wasn't natural fit, it was dedicated. I mean, Dick Smith, Ronnie Etheridge, they could run all night. But that wasn't because they trained, that was because they had that natural. But John, he was single-minded, and you just had to admire him for it. But I don't think I could have been, I could have guaranteed twice a week training. And at that time, I was playing a good quality squash and other interests. And so I thought, that's the time to call it a day.
So what age were you when you stopped playing for Gloucester?
33. Yeah, which was a good run.
Very long run.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was from, 61, was it?
60 to 76.
Yeah. So it was 16 years, and it probably consecutively not having joined another club, or you know, left and come back, or it's probably there's a few of you played longer, but you know, over a longer span, but not many.
No.
I don't think anybody's played longer for the county. I mean, it was 61 to 76.
Yeah, so no, I would think that's a record as
that
well.
That has to be a record.
Yeah.
Did you carry on playing rugby after you stopped at Gloucester?
I did, really. I packed up with no thought of playing again, really. And I was at home one day, and John Emery from the Gordon League rang me. Did I fancy playing for the league? They were a little bit lacking in experience, but a very good rugby side they had at the time. Would I like to play? They were in this John Player Cup. So I said, well, I'd play. I think I'd have played if anybody would have asked me, not necessarily the Gordon League, because I didn't want to go touting and thinking, well, I want a game here or a game there. And somebody said, well, why did you choose the Gordon League? I said, well, they asked me. You know, they were the only team in local rugby who went out of their way to say, well, do you want a game? And we went, and we got to the quarterfinals of the John Player Cup. We got beaten away by Fylde, 3-0, or so we'd have been in the last eight. And we were robbed by a referee on Fylde's ground. We were 0-0. Probably would have been winning by a try, but our winger had gone downhill with flu. I'd had the flu 2 days before, but I played. But the winger, A.D. Armstrong, who scored tries for fun, he went down with flu and couldn't play. And we had a second team winger in who who jibbed goal for the line. It wasn't good enough, but we were in front of the five posts and a scrum collapse, probably the second time only in the whole match. And John Powell was tied out, I think, the Gordon Lee captain at the time. And the referee said, next one to do that, he said, I'm going to penalise. Well, you know, ball goes in again on their putter. The scrum went down, they give a penalty against us in front of the post. And their loose head prop slipped his bind in, turned his shoulder in, and I was just stood from the side. And I mean, even the most, even going in down in Wales, most referees would have done that in those days. And even the touch judge who was on the touch, who was an official referee, he refereed it here. He said, well, that was a terrible decision. And we only needed a draw. Mm-hmm. That was 2 minutes to go. We'd have been in the last eight, which was a shame for Gordon Lee Rugby Club at the time. And, but I played for 2 years. Played with possibly the most talented winger, certainly in the West Country. And I think if he'd have had, and I don't know, a lot of people will tell you the same, a winger called Stuart Dixon, I've spoken to about. I've never seen anybody, he scored tries for fun, tackle, brave. And he was playing on the other wing, and I think Stuart Dix, if he'd have stayed down here 3 or 4 years, would have certainly been an England international and probably been on the Legends board, and, because he was just talented. And but I don't think he ever felt comfortable at King's Own, and went back to the Gordon Lee, which was a shame because John Dix's brother loved it down here, and his other brother Clive, who I think was either John's twin or Stuart's twin, played centre but wasn't quite big enough, but another very talented player. Yeah.